Welcome to Hope It's Here. My name is Greg Horn. We're talking about goal setting with life coach and author Tommy Lanham. Tommy was here down in London, Kentucky for several years, but moved to New York City in 2019 with his family and pastors a church up there and is an author and a life coach and just has tremendous enthusiasm. We've had him on as a guest several times at Hope It's Here. So you can go check out some of those other programs at our website, hopeishere.today. But with the new year, a lot of people trying to set goal setting. And yesterday, Tommy talked to us from his life coach and author perspective about the meaning of goals. And he talked about those being godly objectives, assuring lasting and significance. If you missed that 14-minute program, go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. You can check that out. But today, Tommy's going to talk to us about five steps to accomplish our goals. And I like it because you kept it simple. I'm a simple guy. Tommy, I need it on the lower shelf so I can understand and get my arms around it. And you spelled out the word goals again in these five steps to accomplishing our goals. What does the letter G stand for?
Well, the letter G, talk about being simple. The letter G just stands for goal. What's your goal? And I encourage people when they're writing out their goals, and I go through this process every year, and I write out my goals that I want to accomplish for the year, and I come up with a large list, but then I narrow it down to what I call my focus goals, and that's what I work through this five-step process. I don't work through this process with everything that I listed because I can't focus on everything, but my focus goal is the thing that I want to focus on the most. That's where I want my time and attention, and so I work it through this five-step process that we're going to be going through, and obviously the first one is simply the goal, and we talked about this in the last show. You want to write that down, and you want to write it down in a way that it's positive and it's measurable, and I even encourage people to write it down in the present tense. Positive, measurable, in present tense, because that way, if you're looking at a goal, and a lot of people when they're setting goals, especially this time of year, we look at our weight, and we say, oh, I want to lose weight. Well, you know, you lose a pound, you've reached your goal, go on about your day. But what we really want to do is we want to get down to a certain weight. So rather than say I want to lose weight, be specific and put it in the positive. Don't say you want to lose 20 pounds. Say what it is you're going to weigh. I mean, it may be, let's say your goal weight is 180. Say, weigh 180, and put it in the present tense because, again, our mind will work with us if we say things in the present tense as if it's already taken place. So if you want to weigh 180, I encourage you to write down the goal, I weigh 180 pounds.
I like that. I really do like that. I know a lot of people that is going to be a goal that they will set for this year. All right, so the letter G is goal. What does the letter O stand for?
The O stands for obstacles. In the way of every goal are obstacles that's keeping you from reaching that goal. And if there weren't any obstacles, you would have already been there. So you wouldn't have to worry about it. So we got to identify what are those obstacles. What is getting in the way of us reaching that particular goal? And when we sit down and we write them down, it helps us to be more intentional about what to do with each objective that gets in our way, or each obstacle that gets in our way.
Well, I really like that about your steps to goals because I think sometimes I've heard O being just the opportunities, which, you know, the O is an opportunity, is great, but the fact of the matter is we're all going to have obstacles in life, and rather get blindsided or discouraged if we plan in advance for those, you know, realizing that there could be some. It just helps us maybe being able to achieve those goals. It increases our success rate a lot higher, doesn't it, if we plan in advance for those obstacles that might happen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you sit down and identify what might happen to keep you from reaching that goal, then you're going to be more prepared for it. Now, you still may be surprised by some things. And when you are, you may have to write down additional obstacles that are going to be in your way. You may not be able to identify every obstacle right now as you sit down and write your goal. But as you get into accomplishing it, you will discover new obstacles, and you can write those down.
Well, I think that's just a huge, huge thing there to do that. And, you know, we know the enemy comes to steal, and kill, and destroy. So he's going to do what he can to keep us, especially when you're trying to do things for God. But if you can plan in advance like that of what some obstacles might be, I think it really would be very helpful and encouraging when setting those goals. All right, so we got the letter G, set that goal. O, write down those obstacles and obtaining it. What's the letter A stand for?
The A, and this is directly tied into your O, the A stands for action steps. And the reason it's tied into the O, the obstacles, is because for every obstacle, you need to have at least one action step to overcome that obstacle. You may be wanting to reach a goal where you just don't know. There's some things that you don't know, and so that's an obstacle. Well, your action step could be to learn those things, maybe to buy a book or to take a class. Or to ask somebody, you know, you got to take an action step in order to reach that goal. And so for every obstacle that you have, you should have at least one, sometimes maybe more, but at least one action step in order to overcome that obstacle.
Well, I like that part of it, too, with the action steps. And the Bible says faith without action is dead, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are a people of action.
All right. Well, we're talking about five steps to accomplish your goals here in 2020. We're talking with Tommy Lanham. He is an author and a life coach. He lives in New York City, a former resident of Kentucky, though. But he has talked to us about those five steps. We talked about the letter G so far, goal. O, the obstacles. A, action steps. What does the L stand for, Tommy?
The L stands for little bit of help. You need a little bit of help from other people and other sources in order to accomplish your goal. John Maxwell says, if you can accomplish a dream all by yourself, it's too small of a dream. We need help in order to achieve those significant goals. So begin to make a list of who and what can help you reach that goal. Maybe it's somebody that has reached a similar goal in the past. Or maybe it's somebody that knows somebody that can connect you with that person in order to help you reach that goal. It might be a class, as we talked about earlier. It may be a book that can help you to reach that goal. But we've got to identify those things that can help us, those people and things that can help us to better accomplish that goal.
Well, there's one thing that you've had been a big part of and had a lot of success in. I think there's probably a lot of people listening that, you know, they just like, wow, man, I wish I could do this stuff. Greg and Tommy, they talk and make it sound easy and that. But, you know, a lot of people, their number one fear is but maybe behind spiders is public speaking. And whether that's, you know, doing something for your job presentation or having to give a toast at a wedding or a prayer or something. But there's an organization called Toastmasters, and it helps this, you know, basic communication skills that, you know, you're talking about getting a little bit of help. If somebody's looking for that, I know that Toastmasters has been a huge blessing to you, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Toastmasters is amazing. If you want to be a better speaker or a better leader, then I would encourage you to put Toastmasters down on that list of little bit of help because they are amazing. It is extremely affordable, and the setup, the format that they have is so encouraging as you grow in that, and regardless of what level you may be, in your public speaking and your leadership, you can benefit from Toastmasters. You may have come to this country not knowing English very well. Toastmasters is the place to go to improve that. Or you may be somebody that has spoken in front of thousands of people and you just want to take it to the next level. Toastmasters is the place to do that. Whatever level you are at this moment, if you want to be a better public speaker or a better leader, Toastmasters definitely needs to be on that list of a little bit of help.
Well, you talk about a little bit of help. I attended my first Toastmasters meeting almost 20 years ago and met a friend named Susan Coates, and we lost some contact for a while, but then we got reconnected a few years ago, and Susan actually is my admin assistant and producer of our podcast, and just a real blessing to our Hope Is Here nonprofit. And so it's just amazing how relationships come out of Toastmasters, and I know you've developed a lot of close friendships there too.
Oh man, some of the best friends that I have are people that I have met through Toastmasters. I know Susan as well. I met her through Toastmasters. I know both of us know Tom Haley. You can't find a better person than Tom Haley. He's such an encourager and loves to build people up and help them be successful. And I met Tom in Toastmasters. And I could go through a list of people that I have met over the years with Toastmasters. I think it was 2006. Or 2007, somewhere in there, when I went to my first Toastmasters meeting. I actually lived in Nicholasville at the time, and I continue to be a part of Toastmasters because I think it's such a great organization, and the relationships that you build there are just amazing.
Well, it's definitely a lot of people that are goal-oriented, so I'd encourage you to check out Toastmasters, and I echo your sentiments on Tom Haley. He's definitely the best. All right, we talked about these five steps to accomplish your goals. Letter G, goal. O is obstacles. A is action steps. L, a little bit of help. What's the S?
The S is set a date. What date are you going to accomplish this goal? Again, that's all about being intentional. You know, if you want to weigh 180 pounds, you got to put a date on that. You can't just say, well, someday, somewhere out there, what date are you going to put it? Now, you got to be realistic. You know, you're not going to lose 20 pounds in 6 days. And if you do, it's not healthy. So you want to be realistic in that date. And you know what? If somewhere along the way you look at it and you realize you're going to have to adjust that date, it's okay. It's okay. This is not about being perfect. I know you mentioned earlier the fact that you had set some goals and you didn't quite reach that goal. But what you did do as a result of setting that goal was still a very positive experience. And I just hope people understand that if you don't reach completely the goal that you've set, that does not mean you are a failure. Because much more important than reaching your goal is the person you become in the process of attempting to reach your goal. And part of that is setting a date and aiming for that date. And again, if you have to adjust that somewhere along the way, that's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Don't feel like a failure, because you're not. You're developing a better understanding of a goal and what it's going to take to be able to reach it. So you've actually progressed in that process. But you've got to set a date. If you have to adjust it later, that's fine, but set a date as you set your goal so that you will have that date to be able to target.
All right, Tom, we got about 30 seconds. It's been great stuff. Tell us the name of your book on goal setting and how people can get a copy of it.
The name of it is simply Goals, Godly Objectives, Assuring Lasting Significance. You could find it on Amazon, or you could find it on my website at TommyLanham.com.
All right, Tommy, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate your sharing your experience, your wisdom, these proven traits that have helped make you successful. I know you want to share those and help other people have the best 2020 that they can have. Happy New Year to you and Tammy and the kids in New York City, man.
I appreciate it, man, and Happy New Year to you. It's always a joy being on your show, and those that are listening, I hope that 2020 is your best year yet.
All right. That's Tommy Lanham. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
If you've been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries this year, would you consider making a year-end donation? To make a donation, go to their website, hopeishere.today, where you can make a secure online donation. Or if you prefer to write a check, the mailing address is also listed on the website. Please make your check to Hope Is Here Ministries and mail by December 31st. All your donations are tax-deductible and greatly appreciated. Make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today. Thank you for listening, and happy holidays.